Okay, so I just want to say something about law of attraction here. That describes a transhuman system. So when these artificial synchronicities happen, they happen when you are connected to a dead computer system and you are alive. Okay, so it happens to me all the time. The when artificial these are swarms, so it's just like it's quite a bit like in Minority Report in the umbrella scene when they're going through the mall and she I mean it just makes me when those swarms of synchronicities happen, artificial synchronicities, they can it can make you really dizzy and feel really grody. It's not positive, it's not natural, and that same thing is a symptom of being connected to a dead computer system. That's law of attractions. When you do a Google search and you search for something, that computer is pulling to you everything having to do with that that you just asked for. Now, God knows the difference between what you are thinking about, what you are problem solving to stop, what you are trying to mull over. What God in the natural system knows the difference between why you're thinking about something. This computer, most of the time, I have discovered, does not know why you're thinking about something. It just knows you're thinking about something and it's bringing search items to you. Here you go. Here's what you asked for. Okay. So that, and then also that transhuman system and those disgusting people rolling this shit out, whether you like it or not, okay, though there's something wrong with those people. They're part computer, part human. They have taken on board this shit inside themselves. And the problem is, this stuff is parasitic. And now they're forcing it into other people. That's what all this vaccine crap is about, in order to force their system. And they use law of attraction to excuse their bullshit, their narcissistic, disgusting bullshit. And if you don't believe that, then come over here and I will slap you upside the head and blame it on you because you attracted it to yourself. Not my fault. You see what I'm saying? Not my fault. Okay, so personal responsibility, it doesn't exist in that system. And I was so totally done with these brainwashed zombie new cage movement folks when there was a story in the news of a baby who was stabbed by its mother in the face like 9 times. And I said, okay, so did that baby attract that to itself? It's that baby's fault, right? The mother stabbed it in its face and it's the baby's fault, right? And you had one of those brainwashed idiots say, of course it's the baby's fault. Okay, so then I was done. You cannot reason with these people that do not have a heart. You logic is your brain and God is, I mean, God made all of it, but that your beacon that keeps you not only in your, I mean, your consciousness, it's there too. That wisdom is built within your own consciousness and your own heart. Okay, so the heart is what's lacking. And sometimes you do need, I mean, tough love is important too. But, this stuff has to be done in the right measure and in the right balance. And our reverse speech is there to guide us through all of that. It's a built-in system. And of course, the people who are trying to steamroll transhumanism out and over everybody, regardless of anything else, don't understand that. They don't understand that because they've been hooked to a computer and are, they just They don't have that chip set that's missing. So anyway, I was just talking about law of attraction with a friend, and I just wanted it made known, my thoughts about that. I just think that is totally, it's just bullshit. It's just a bunch of bullshit. It's used to explain a bunch of silliness and harm, and I think it is an evil system. I think transhumanism is blatantly evil, and we need to get it stopped and recover from it instead of allowing these idiots to steamroll over everybody. So, I don't think this quantum computer system is a good thing at all. I don't think it can be simply used benevolently. I don't think that. Now, I'm gonna do more reverse speech on that, and I'm not right about everything. So I mean, the truth is what I need. That's what we all need. So whatever's coming out in our that part of who we are, then I can learn more about it. But from what I've seen so far, I'm doubting that that's the case. Anyway, okay, I hope y'all are having a good day so far. And I don't mean to say that thoughts don't have an effect on things, but it's not the same in a natural system as it is in a system where everything is computerized. Not the same. The natural system is not the same in that regard as the artificial system that is being forced, that is trying to be forced here. So anyway, there you have it. Love y'all. Talk to you later. Bye.